From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
No one thinks that you'd be out of power in a town like this for 4 days.
My wine and liquor and beer won't go bad in a couple of days, but the food will.
The frustration is growing for many of you this morning. Your power is still not on. We have a check on PG&E's progress on getting those lights back on for you.
Plus, Amanda, it is the third rescue of a regional bank in less than a week. The details on the deal for San Francisco-based First Republic Bank.
Governor with a new plan to tackle homelessness. How tiny homes could make a difference across our state.
And our drought monitor looks so much better compared to how we kicked off this year. But believe it or not, we still have rain in the forecast. It's going to help it out even more. I'll find that out for you coming up.
Right now, though, this morning, the roadways are dry, which is certainly helping out the commute. But there is a construction closure happening over the weekend. I'll tell you about it coming up. But first, developing this morning, a firefighter is hurt and five people are out of a home after a fire overnight in San Leandro. It broke out shortly after midnight on Neptune Drive, spreading from a garage into a home. Alameda County Fire says there were a total of 10 pets at that house. Crews managed to save two dogs and three cats. Well, the fire is now extinguished. Nearly 13,000 residents across the Bay Area do not have power. Many of them have been out since Tuesday. Most of them are in the South Bay and Peninsula, as you can see on this map right here. People in East Palo Alto spoke out about their frustrations with these outages. They were not just impacted by this storm. Last month, people didn't have power for days and days. And some people said they felt like the city and PG&E were literally keeping them in the dark about plans to restore their power.
When you are not in a place of privilege, it hits a lot different. When you have to look at your kids and not even, if you can't even entertain taking them to go get something to eat, let alone not knowing what's going on in your fridge, that's a lot different.
That's so sad. PG&E says they've brought in extra resources to help get power back on as quickly as possible, but many are still in the dark. Let's take a live look from San Francisco now. The dry weather returns today and tomorrow, but don't be fooled. The next round of rain is not too far away.
That's true.
But Jess, I'm going to take the nice weather while we have it. It's been fantastic. So how much longer is it going to last?
Today, tomorrow, late tomorrow night, that's when we're going to start seeing a change in the forecast. So keep the umbrellas handy. Make sure those dogs get some zoomies out today, because by tomorrow, it is going to look a lot different late tomorrow night. Let's start off with a live look behind me. This is from the Black Mountain Cam overlooking the Santa Clara Valley, blanketed just with that thin layer of clouds. Now that's actually acting like a blanket and keeping those temperatures just a little bit warmer than normal down in San Jose. So 44 degrees there right now, 49 before you head out the door in Oakland, 41 in Concord. As we get a good look at the next couple days, well, we're going to cool down a little bit more. So today's actually one of the warmest days, with daytime highs hitting the upper 60s in our inland areas, low 60s near San Francisco and the peninsula. Cooler conditions along the coast with partly cloudy skies filling the bay. Here's the good news, though. Unlike Tuesday, we're going to be seeing light winds. So take a look at these wind speeds from Santa Rosa down across the Golden Gate Bridge. We'll see some high clouds sweeping through, but the winds stay light even into the afternoon hours. To add to that, we have a big change in the forecast. Our rain outlook is starting to look more wet than normal for the next 6 to 10 days. I'll tell you how much rain we could expect coming up in the full forecast, but for now, how are the roads looking, Gianna?
You know, Jessica, not too bad. It's Friday light, which is great news if you're up early getting ready to maybe take 680 this morning. You can see right here behind me, it's moving along with no delays or issues for now. But hey, just a heads up, if you are planning on traveling along 680 this weekend, it's going to be a completely different story. So just kind of forecast what to expect. North 680, Sunol to Bernal, starting tonight at 10 o'clock until 5 a.m. on Monday morning, a complete freeway closure throughout the whole entire weekend. So they do have detours in place. You'll be able to exit off the freeway and re-enter the freeway a little further north of there. But in the meantime, you could also skip that area altogether, use 84, 238, or even 880. Those are all good alternates to that full freeway closure happening this weekend. Justin.
In a developing story this morning, Silicon Valley Bank is now seeking bankruptcy relief. This morning, the company says it is seeking a court-supervised reorganization. Earlier, 11 of the largest banks in the U.S. said they're giving a combined $30 billion lifeline to another bank another Bay Area bank that's at risk of failure. This came down yesterday, and it's to shore up San Francisco-based First Republic Bank. This is the third rescue of a regional bank in less than a week, potentially easing worries about the current banking turmoil. Federal regulators took over Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank just days ago. The group of big banks, including Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and others, said they plan to contribute to show confidence in the country's banking system. For some First Republic customers, though, the move comes too late. Others say they're sticking with First Republic.
Altogether, I decided to close this account.
I love this bank. I haven't taken my money out. I don't intend to take my money out.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen negotiated the First Republic rescue plan with the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase and other banking executives. While testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday, though, Yellen also pushed a message of confidence in the nation's banks.
This week's actions demonstrate our resolute commitment to ensure that our financial system remains strong and that depositors' savings remain safe.
Now, right now, it's not clear if these recent bank rescues are enough to restore confidence. At least that's what experts are telling us. As of yesterday, the Federal Reserve said that it has already loaned out around $12 billion this week alone to these cash-strapped banks through its new emergency lending facility. Amanda.
All right, Justin, let's take a look at our top stories now. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes will be in court today as she tries to delay the start of an 11-year prison sentence. Holmes was convicted of fraud last year over her company's failed blood testing technology. She has filed a motion to remain free on bail while she appeals that verdict. Holmes just had her second child, but is due to turn herself in next month. Yesterday, former Theranos executive Sonny Balwani snagged a last-minute reprieve with a new appeal to his 13-year sentence. This morning, the U.S. is saying, hey, we've got receipts, as the Pentagon is pushing back on Russia's version of the encounter that led to the downing of a U.S. drone, saying a newly released video proves there was contact between a U.S. drone and a Russian fighter jet earlier this week. According to CBS News, officials are reviewing whether the intelligence collection is worth the risk of escalation with Russia. Russian ships recovered some of the wreckage and then left the area because it is within missile range of Ukrainian forces. Jocelyn.